The greatest luxury adventures on earth. Abercrombie and Kent. Robot building supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Hello, welcome to Dwayne's World. Great to be with you. 1-300-736-736 is the number. The open line, thanks to Werribee Kia. 1-300-736-736. Top dollar paid for all trade-ins at Werribee Kia. Big show. It's all based on your calls, of course. 1-300-736-736 is the number. 1-300-736-736. It's all about your calls. Plenty of calls earlier today with Gerard Whateley, and take your calls right throughout the day. Obviously, the AFL and the AFL players have a pretty big decision to make as to whether they're going to go ahead with Thursday night's game. We'll talk about that at length. Also play a little bit of FFA CEO James Johnson from earlier today, if you didn't hear it. Andrew Gaze is going to join me to talk some basketball. Yep, the NBL is continuing. Games 4 and 5 will take place. So the Sydney Kings have a 2-1 lead in their best of five series. We'll talk about the basketball and their want to keep playing it very shortly with Andrew Gaze as well. Brett Phillips to talk some tennis later on. But your call is straight off the top. 1-300-736-736. 1-300-736-736. Gerard Whateley's position earlier today was that he doesn't think we should be playing football. The rugby league's going ahead. The soccer's going ahead. As I said, the basketball's going ahead. And so far, the Olympics are going ahead. My position simply is, I'm in a position where, to me, I'm trusting the government. I think the AFL and the AFL players today will make a decision based on, you know, their best medical advice given to them. But I'm trusting the government to pretty much make the right call based on the best medical advice given to them as well. And if the government says it's, you know, okay for kids to go to schools and the government-run schools should stay open, then schools will stay open and parents can make their own choice whether to send their kids or not. But if the government says in a day's time or an hour's time schools should close, then schools should close. So I'm kind of trusting the government's call on this, same with the way I'm looking at sport. The same with, you know, restaurants, bars, cafes, they should stay open if their owners want to stay open, and stay open until the government says they don't stay open. And the moment the government says we're not allowed to leave our front door, then we don't leave our front door. And at the moment, the government isn't saying that the AFL or sport like rugby league or soccer or basketball needs to be shut down. And the players' health is a threat to themselves, obviously, if they play against someone else who might have the coronavirus and don't know they have the coronavirus. But the general populace is not a threat from the players playing because it'll be the lockout stadiums. 1-300-736-736. Take your calls and read out a few of your texts. Here's a little bit of FFA CEO James Johnson, who said a lot of things today about soccer continuing, but he did say it's about the people and the stakeholders.
Our starting point for where we've arrived at is about looking after our people. It's about looking after our stakeholders. It's about ensuring that the football community is safe. That's at the heart of our discussions and our thinking.
So the stakeholders are taken into account here, obviously, with the FFA. Xavier Campbell had this to say about being business as usual or not.
With respect to the four walls of the football department, we're trying to give them an environment where they can continue to prepare I'd love to say it's business as usual. It's just not business as usual, because clearly there's so many unique elements that are in play at the moment. But we're trying to give them an environment where they're isolated, but they can just work together with the normal stakeholders within the football department that would normally have. So that's what we're all sort of doing at the moment. But it's moving really quickly, and you know, we're all sort of hearing we need to be fluid, and we do, and we need to appreciate that that's the case, and that literally information will come to hand, and that may shift the way we go about doing things. But for the moment, the information that we've received and the way that it seems most of the clubs are all working together, we're sharing a lot of information. We just have to prepare as best we can.
So at the moment, the AFL will start on Thursday, but I'll take a few of your calls on that. The open line, thanks to Werribee here, and I'll read out a few of your speckled texts. The phone number, 1-300-736-736, and the speckled text number, 0433-98-1116. Speckled cash loans, up to $2,000 paid fast. The issue for players might be plane travel. That has been a concern raised by a couple. It has been raised by Cameron Smith. And if plane travel is the concern for players, maybe the AFL can look at privately chartering flights as well, getting Virgin online and charter some flights for their players to get from game to game, just the players and essential club staff travelling on the plane. So that could be a way around that. Maybe they don't have to get on domestic airlines. But we talk about this 1.5-metre rule where we have to have social distancing, but that hasn't been brought in place as a blanket rule because planes are still flying. Here's Gerard Whateley talking about now not being time for footy.
Today's questions aren't, can Carlton beat Richmond on Thursday night? Today's questions are, the mum and dad have 2 weeks' worth of groceries in the pantry. Should I send the kids to school? Will I be able to work from home when that day comes? When the time comes, sport will pick us up. It will lift our spirits. It will reinvigorate our passions and draw us back together in the terraces for a good yell and a good cheer. And then we'll need it. And we'll trust sport to do that. There's a chance for a quirky and wonderful AFL season out the other side. No matter when that is, play every night, play 3 times a week. Be creative. Stage a season unlike any other that we'll talk about as a curiosity and a delight for generations. But wait till the worst has passed. Observe the medical and social imperative. Now is not the time for games.
So at the moment, Jared and I are going to be broadcasting Thursday night, and I enjoyed broadcasting the basketball on the weekend, to be honest. I know it was played to empty stadia, and I thoroughly enjoyed being able to go and broadcast some live sports. So maybe I'm biased in that regard. I'm kind of looking forward to going to a game and broadcasting it this weekend. The NBL rated its highest ever ratings figure it's ever rated on the weekend for the 2 games, Friday night and Sunday, yesterday's game. So people do want live sport. If it's safe to have it, they want it, and the NBL will continue to play. They, at the moment, have their next game scheduled for Friday, but there is a chance that they might bring that forward to maybe, you know, Wednesday this week if they decide that that's the way to go. But the NBL rated its highest ever ratings figure it's ever rated on the weekend by continuing to play. So it was something that the people liked having some basketball on the telly, and I think there would be a lot of people who would enjoy having some footy on the telly as well on Thursday night, even if you can't go to it. 1-300-736-736. The latest news is that Scott Pendlebury, the Collingwood captain, has been quarantined with flu-like symptoms. I noticed the headline in the Herald Sun says flu-like symptoms, not coronavirus-like symptoms, but Sam Edmonds about to tell me what the difference is. Welcome to you, Sam. Great to have you in.
Well, Dwayne, I'm no medical expert. Thanks for having me. But I don't think there is a great deal of difference in terms of the initial symptoms. So they were concerned enough, obviously, in the current climate that if a player gets crooked, they would probably do this anyway, coronavirus aside. But Scotty Pendlebury, flu-like symptoms, didn't train today, didn't train Friday, and now quarantined from the rest of the group. And you'd have to assume he's going to be tested, if he hasn't already, of course, for coronavirus.
Yeah, but we don't fast-track the test just for an AFL player, so that takes a bit of time. The interesting part, when I read this story, there's 2 ways of looking at it to me. One way of looking at it is to stay calm and say, well, staying home from work with a cold or a flu, that's not new. AFL players not training because of a cold or flu-like symptoms, as it's been reported, it's not new. That happens all the time. It happens every week, and we kind of don't bat an eyelid. But now we pay attention to it because it could be coronavirus. It could be the canary in the coal mine, if you like. If Scott Pendlebury has now got it, then what does that mean for the AFL starting Thursday? But we won't know, maybe we might know a day before Thursday whether he has got it and whether that does cause us even more concern. I mentioned the Rudy Gobert story before the break. Now, there's no proof that the Detroit Pistons guy Christian Wood caught it from Rudy Gobert, even though he guarded Rudy Gobert in that game between the Jazz and the Pistons. But, it's probably not a stretch to put two and two together and come up with either 4 or 5. There's a chance that it could have happened. So, you know, the Scott Pendlebury situation is now a must-watch for everybody, even though he might only have a cold.
Yeah, I think you don't have to be a rocket scientist to make that assumption, Dwayne. I think there's probably a fair chance that he did get coronavirus from Rudy Gobert. We know how that all played out. Interesting, players at a soccer club in Brazil, Grêmio, they were made to keep playing, and they, in protest just yesterday, took to the field wearing masks. in a protest having to keep playing. So it's going to be really interesting. You never get consensus on these things. What the majority of the playing group are going to convey to Paul Marsh and the AFLPA when they have that mass phone hookup, which will take place after dark today, what the majority of them are feeling. Because certainly speaking to a few chief executives this morning, that the picture is clear that the AFL are just so determined to play as many of the 198 home and away games as they can, just to retain as much money as they can from the funds from broadcasters and the like. There is such a massive financial impost on the game and the competition, the controlling body, that they're doing everything they absolutely can, even though it would appear now, Dwayne, that the odds are lengthening by the hour that we're going to get a game on Thursday.
So the players, I presume if they don't play, they don't get paid, do they?
I think that's correct.
Right. So the players, some players will be in a situation where they know that they can cope with that and they've got enough in the bank and they're settled enough and they treasure the fact that they've got families. But others are single players who have a mortgage to pay, don't have a family to consider. They're young and they, you know, are pretty healthy kind of guys, and they believe even if they get it, they can recover pretty quickly. So, you know, there's going to be two different ways of this vote happening between the players. There'll be some that say, okay, well, let's shut it down. We're fearful of us and our family. But it's not a threat to public's health if they continue to play, but it's a threat to their own. They'll consider that, obviously.
But they're going about their day-to-day lives away from the club. So if that's you don't know what other what your opponent, where he's been, I mean, they're going about their day-to-day lives away from the
club. It's a threat to your own health, but it's not a threat to the public's health.
But it could be, because what if Max Gawn's rucking against Mason Cox? We don't know where Mason Cox
is. They're a threat to their own health.
But then Max Gawn goes and assimilates with society. So, yeah. I mean, it is a danger to other people as well, I think, if it goes ahead. And, I mean... Oh, look, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens tonight. We know that the CEOs are due for a hookup, or they were anyway, about 4 or 4.30. That's a daily teleconference as it stands at the moment. And the coaches are going to be tapped in as well this afternoon. So both of those phone hookups taking place later.
When I said it's not a threat to the public's health by having no crowds at a game, it's not a threat to the public health if a game takes place.
Certainly not. No, I see what you're saying there.
So, yeah, the interesting part also from this is the way players will vote. But the AFL also, that the AFL has got a situation where I presume the broadcasters have to pay if there's no games for them to broadcast.
No, I don't believe so. I wouldn't have.
So there's a snowball effect.
I wouldn't have thought. That's a massive effect. Massive snowball effect. And don't underestimate the words of Cameron Smith this morning as well, that would have on the playing fraternity as well. That him saying basically the season, NRL season, needed to be suspended. He had a lot of concerns for his own health and his family's health as well. And I think that's got through to a few AFL players as well. We know how closely they follow the NBA, Dwayne. There was one player, a senior player at a big Melbourne club that was stopped from going to a wedding at the weekend. So, I mean, that's how seriously some clubs are taking it. And then others are going about their day-to-day life relatively unaffected.
We've all got that choice, though. If you work in a cafe, you've got a choice whether to not go to work or whether to go to work, whether you can cope with having a week or two off without pay or whether you can't. If you and I can make that choice. I can stay home and not come to work if I want to, if I believe that, you know, I've got fears that I can catch something at work and I'll put my... Everyone's got that same choice. So the players in their own employment have that choice right now. So we've all got that choice in society. Their choice is probably no different to everybody else's choice whether you go to work today.
Absolutely. And their clubs are handling it differently too. We saw the Sydney Swans last night put out an email invite inviting media to register their interest for a Zoom video webinar with the coach, John Longmire. So you had to type your questions into the Q&A box down there, Dwayne, and lodge your interest, and you'd be hooked up on Skype whatever it may be, webinar with Johnny Longmire. And Melbourne captain Max Gawn did a Facebook Live video in his backyard last night. He's effectively housebound, he says. He's just going from home to club to home to club. So,
yep. And I was out on Saturday night. My son owns a couple of piano bars, and I was out at one of his venues on Saturday night, and there was a lot of the young people that weren't keeping the 1.5 metre distance, cramming that dance floor. So there are... there's a lot of things that, you know, if you want to shut down, well, you've got to shut... Do you shut down cafes? Do you shut down That's the dilemma that we're all in, and it could change in 5 minutes. So we're speculating now on what the point of view is at 12, 18 and 20 seconds. Now, it could change in 5 minutes, and the AFL and the medical advice could get completely different advice in 10 minutes' time. But right now, the season's going ahead. Before I let you go, though, EPL, Liverpool's top, 29 games played. They've won 27 of the 29. They've drawn one, lost one. Will they get handed the title? What's the story over there?
Well, we don't know at the moment, Dwayne. We simply do not know. I mean, the common belief over there, and unsurprisingly, that the clubs don't have a problem with Liverpool being awarded the title, given they're basically on the verge of creating history, winning at the fastest that it's ever been won before. But we don't know, do we? Because the season at the moment probably won't resume. Mm. It'll finish unresolved, so to speak. What were they, a couple of games? They were one win away from winning it. They might have been no games away, depending on other results. So I can't answer that at the moment.
Can you answer another one for me now, or if you can chase it up? Is the AFL contemplating hiring private Virgin planes to charter their own Virgin flight to transfer players from state to state so they don't have that contact with the general public, that fear will be allayed? It's a huge cost. I was talking to people involved in the NBL about this over the weekend, whether they would charter flights just for the NBL players, which only requires a smaller plane than an AFL team would require to charter. But the cost is enormous. But would the AFL consider that as a reasonable cost to give up to keep the players as safe as possible and to get the games played by chartering? Well, Virgin's a sponsor, Virgin Flights.
That is one of the contingency plans that's been discussed, Wayne. Absolutely. Paul Marsh, the AFLPA CEO, telling the AFLPA season launch last week that was definitely had been raised by the AFL, as well as exclusive use of hotels as well. So Virgin, you charter the flights, get to the hotel, lock it down. There's been talk of clubs like interstate clubs coming to Melbourne and playing multiple games in the one stint.
Yep.
So they come over for 12, 13, 14 days, maybe play three games and go back. That's certainly been a situation at Melbourne. I think they play West Coast and Fremantle pretty close together. There's been talk about them doing that in Perth in one stint as well. And what about the NRL, the offer from a resort in North Queensland to house the 16 clubs in the resort for the entire season as well, that's been floated and remains a live option, according to people connected with the NRL. So, oh, look, extended benches, shortened games, the hypotheticals roll on, Dwayne, but we wait to see whether round one will even proceed. Hopefully, as I say, the picture, we get some sort of clarity by close of business or shortly thereafter today.
Great to have you, and we'll talk to you soon. Sam Edmund, who has been breaking the stories on this station for a few days now and will continue to be. 1300 736 736 is the number. Let's go to your calls. Jim in Noble Park. Welcome to you, Jim.
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to put all this in perspective. A lot of people are going to lose their job. I'm an Uber part-time driver. I'm on my way back now to take the car that I hire back to the operator because I'm afraid to be driving as an Uber driver now. So I'll have no income from that source. So I just want to know, let's assume AFL doesn't play this season. Say they couple a couple of games and they don't actually play.
Yep.
This would be a true test to see, how we always say the AFL players or the league, whoever's part of it feels there's a privileged sort of type of element. It'll be interesting to see before these league players and coaches, if the league doesn't go ahead, will they expect to be paid? Because the community, most of the people who have businesses who have been impacted by this won't be getting paid and won't be getting compensated for it. So I'm just curious to know, all these high-end players, especially high-end players and the high-end coaches, will they be getting paid if the league doesn't go ahead with it? Are they a privileged lot? And I'm curious to know, because I kept getting emails from the league and my football club, which is Hawthorn, telling me how much they care about our supporters and all this. I want to see what these players will do and what these coaches will do. Will they get paid if they don't play?
Well, if the season gets pushed back or it gets put on hold for 2 months, if round one doesn't happen and the whole thing just gets delayed and in 2 months' time we get the start of the AFL season, then the players will get paid. But if we don't have a season, that's the other issue. If we don't have any games played this season and we don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months or the next couple of days, but if worst case scenario, if we don't have a season at all this winter, then I can't see the clubs, there must be fine print in contracts, surely, because the clubs, they're going to be struggling big enough time as it is, let alone having to pay their players for a season they don't play. So I doubt it, Tommy. This would be one of those fine print clauses in everyone's contract where in extreme circumstance, in, you know, world war kind of circumstance, then maybe they don't get paid. And that's the other issue that they would now need to be reading their contracts, the standard player agreement, and find out whether that's the case, because they need to base their decision based on all of the different parameters, not just obviously the health parameter, but the fact they've got mortgages to pay probably. Tommy in Tooradin, welcome to you, Tommy.
G'day, Dwayne. How you going, mate?
Good, thanks.
That's why, mate. I was, I'm actually a part-time Uber driver as well, and I was taking someone this morning who is a partner of a prominent AFL player.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the, obviously talking about the coronavirus, as everyone is, and she was actually saying that this week, round one, will not go ahead. She said that the players do not want to play without fans there, and that's what will happen. From round two, she wasn't sure, mm-hmm. she said, but she's 99.9% confident what will come out this afternoon is that the round one will not go ahead.
Well, there's been a few texts come through. Jared Whateley doesn't think it should go ahead, obviously, and I think there's a lot of people of the belief that it won't go ahead. And I'm probably, you know, if you're asking me whether I think it's going to go ahead, I'll probably say no, it's going to be delayed. But at the moment, under the current parameters that we know of, under the current health guidelines that we know of, I'm trusting the government, and the government's not shutting down rugby league, and it's not shutting down soccer, and it's not shutting down basketball. So if the government's allowing these kind of contact sports to take place, then maybe the AFL just keeps on providing a competition. And if the players don't want to play in it, that's a different set of circumstances, and the players can shut it down if they like, and that's their decision. They'll be making that and telling the AFL what their decision, because the AFL can give us a competition, but if there's no players wanting to play in it, then we don't have a competition. Take a break. More of your calls after it. 1300 736 736 is the number. 1300 736 736. You're with Dwayne's World.